What is salvation? That's what I would like to talk to you today about. You know, when we're born again, and let me reiterate that, you must be born again before you can experience, see the kingdom of God. Now, that's what Jesus told Zechariah in the book of John, the Gospel of John, chapter 3. He said, you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. What does that mean? That means you must have the Spirit of the living God in you, His seed, which is the Word of God, so you can discern spiritual truths with spiritual truths. You know, Paul says in 1 Corinthians, I believe it is in chapter 2, that, you know, spiritual truths to the world is folly or foolish. You know, to the natural man, to the carnal man who hasn't been born again, spiritual things is really foolish to him. He can't understand it because he's always trying to reason the thing. You know, that's where it comes in. You must be born again so you can be filled with the Spirit of God, so you can understand who you are in Christ. Now, let's look at 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. It says, for everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God. So we must believe that Jesus is the Christ, and then we're born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of God. You know, as a body of believers, we need to love each other. You know, we need to encourage one another in the times in which we live. And I know we're all aware of the things that's going on around us. And the next taping I'm going to do, I'm going to be talking about the end times. And what an exciting time in which we are the generation that sees all these things going on around us. You know, the Bible says in Luke, Jesus said, it says, when you see these things, lift up your head because your redemption draws near. You know, it's the expectation when we're born again. That's what we're looking for Jesus to return. So I want to start over here in 1 Peter. 1 Peter. This is salvation in a nutshell. Now listen to this. Chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed be God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again unto a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. The resurrection is what gives us hope. Now, when we're born again, we know that Jesus comes on the inside of us and lives inside of us. And with this hope, hope of glory, Jesus in you, the hope of glory, according to Colossians 1:27, that's the mystery, Jesus in us. The hope of glory, the other side of that verse, means that we're expecting, we have a great expectation of His return, so that full manifestation of salvation can be physically seen. Now look here, let's go on. It says, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ to an inheritance, and I've talked about that on previous teachings, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, unfading, kept in heaven for you. You know, I understand Luke 17, Jesus says we have the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God in us. We are complete in the spirit realm. But our souls, our mind, and emotions are in the process of being saved, according to Peter chapter 1, verse 9. It says, that is the reward of our faith, the salvation, or the complete manifestation of our souls being saved. Now, let's go on. Undefiled and unfading in heaven for you. Well, what do you think? Jesus, that's where the glorified Jesus is. The glorified Jesus is not in us in a physical form yet. The glorified Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, the Son of Man, in flesh, in a physical body, in a glorified state. See, that is our blessed hope. When Jesus returns for His people, for those who believe in Him and those who have been born again and filled with the Spirit of God, that's who He's coming to get. That is our blessed hope, where our bodies can be changed. Paul said in a twinkling of an eye, those who are still alive, those who have fallen asleep, I love that phrase, fallen asleep, they're not dead, they're fallen asleep, they will be resurrected out of their graves, And then we'll be forever with the Lord in a glorified body as His is. Now, salvation comes, the initial salvation comes when we are born again. We are a child of God. We have been filled with the Spirit of God. But grace keeps us through faith. We're guarded by the power of God in grace until Jesus comes to bring the full manifestation of grace, which is His glorified presence, to change our bodies into His glorified presence. Now listen to this. Who by God's power, verse 5, are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Folks, we're living in the last times. I'm going to do a teaching on that. You need to watch that. It's just awesome and exciting that we're going to be the generation that sees all this. It's nothing to fear. It's exciting times, y'all. Now, this is revealed in the last time. Salvation is going to be revealed in the last time. Salvation just means saved, delivered out of the situation that we're in. Now, grace guards us right now to be witnesses of Jesus in this fallen world. But the world is going to come to an end, and all these bad things that we see happening, the earth travails and groans waiting for the sons of God to be manifest, according to Romans chapter 8. Read that. It'll do you good. Now, let's go on. In this you rejoice. Why fear, Christians? Why fear, believers? We are to rejoice in this. Though now a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the testing genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. See, the trials is what the world system brings on us. You know, we are saved through that, from that, by grace, through faith. May be found to the result in praise and glory to the honor and revelation of Jesus Christ. Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not see Him now, you believe in Him and rejoice with great joy that is inexpressible in words and are filled with glory. You know, we have all the glory in our spirits, but that glory is going to be revealed and manifest in our physical bodies, in our flesh. Obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. And let's move on down here to verse 13. I love this. It says, therefore, he says all of that, Peter does, to say this. This is the end result. Listen. Therefore, preparing your minds for action, be sober and alert. Be aware of what's going on. And being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. That means when He is revealed to the whole world, folks. That is salvation completed. Now, let me reiterate what I've just talked about. Salvation begins when we receive Jesus, when we believe on Him, when we believe He's the Son of God, we're born again. And from that moment on, we're kept, according to what I just read, we're kept by the power of God, that is grace, through faith. And we have the power to stand up, to overcome anything. We overcome the world, according to 1 John chapter 5. This is how we overcome the world, our faith. That's the victory. We look for a blessed Savior to come and redeem us from this world and give us a glorified body. That's what salvation is. It's just not a one-time initial born-again experience. It's a complete work, and that's what Christ does. And I love what Philippians chapter 1, verse 6 says. It says, I am confident of this, Paul says, that He who began a good work in you will complete it unto the day of Jesus Christ. That means when you're born again, He completes it until Christ returns. That's salvation, my friend. I pray that you have a blessed day and look forward to the next teaching I do, and we'll be talking about end times. By now, let the grace of God keep you through faith.